Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
For the 43rd Shir of Rambam, we are going to learn the 321st mitzvah of the Torah. So today's Rambam in the study of Mishnah Torah corresponds to chapters 18, 19, and 20, and we're not going to touch on these halachas at all. We will in a few days. But as we explained, there are many, many halachas nechel Shabbos, and only five mitzvahs to talk about. So the 321st mitzvah, which we will be learning a number of times this year, is the mitzvah that we know as Tchum, which is the area of scrimmage on Shabbos, and the person is not permitted to go past this. So there's a restriction on travel, how far you can go. The Rambam says that this is a biblical commandment, Ha'azhara she'uzharnu, the warning the Torah gave us, Shelo lahalech chutz l'tchum ha'medina b'shabbat, that we shouldn't go beyond the tchum, which is beyond the area of the particular municipality on the holy day of Shabbos. Why is this? Or how is this? Because it says in the Torah, al yetze ish mimikomo, a person should not go out from his place b'yom ha'shabbat, on the day of Shabbos. Now we know that the Sadducees, they had a very different way of understanding that pasuk. They did not believe in the oral tradition, and they were convinced that they could figure everything out just by looking at the pasukim themselves. So the Sadducees said, al yetze ish mimekoimai, means that a person doesn't go anywhere on Shabbos. They sat in one place for the entirety of the days of Shabbos. So how do we know it's not so? Or what does the oral tradition teach us? After all, it does sound like that. So our sages drew on the verses of Yeshayahu. The prophet Isaiah says, V'hoyo midei chodesh b'chodsho, it will come each and every month, umidei shabbat b'shabbato, and each and every shabbat, yavo kol baser lehishtachaves lefanai amar Hashem. Isaiah is talking about the future. He's talking about when Mashiach comes, but you're still keeping Shabbat, and we're still keeping the festivals. And he says that every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbat, everybody's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's obvious, says the Hagos Maimonides, that it can't be in a literal way that you sit in one place and you have verses of the Torah that describe people picking themselves up and going to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbat. So this is impossible. It obviously is not the case. Ubaba Kabbalah, so what is the tradition that we received? And the Rambam says this is documented in Masechet Sota on page 27. That the tchum, that the boundary, the border of Hamasa, of your travel, that is permitted, humashenosef alapayim ama michutz leir afilo ama achat, to go even more than the radius of 2,000 amot outside the municipality is not permitted. So as long as we're within the radius of the city, this is still considered the extension of the city. It's still considered a part of the municipality. But once you go beyond 2,000 amot, then at that point you have violated this biblical mitzvah. And the Rambam says, V'hiluch l'alpayim amot l'chol ruach, but to travel 2,000 amot in any direction, mutu, this is permissible. In the book of mitzvahs, he then goes on to quote the Mechilta, and Parshas B'Shalach. And it says, al yetze ish mimekomo, a person doesn't go out from his place. The Mechilta says, what is this referring to? A person shouldn't go out of his place. Where is his place? Does it mean the room he's sitting in? Does it mean his chair? Does it mean his house? Does it mean his block? Does it mean his neighborhood? Does it mean his city? What does it mean? So the Mechilta says, Eilo apayim amot. This refers to the 2,000 amot. So that's the meaning of the words in the Torah. And the Gemara in Eruvin says, Lokin al iser tchumen dvar Torah. One would receive lashes for violating this prohibition of traveling beyond the radius of the city. So obviously it must be a biblical mitzvah. Because otherwise, how could you receive lashes for doing something which is not biblically prohibited? And the Rambam finishes by saying that in the very same Masechet, all of this is explained in great detail. So you read the Rambam, sounds very nice. Biblical mitzvah, mitzvah of Tchumen, until you open up the commentaries on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And you find out that the Ramban has almost a coronary when it comes to this mitzvah. He says, the Rambam writes that this is a biblical mitzvah. Says the Ramban, how can you say this? This notion that it's a biblical mitzvah is the words of Rabbi Akiva, That is indeed quoted in the Masechet Erevin. Rabbi Akiva said, Al pa yamama de oraita, and says the Ramban, hey, in halacha kamoto. Halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. It's a very interesting story that goes behind this ruling of Rabbi Akiva. There was a leader of the Jewish people. He's a grandson of Hillel. His name is Rabbi Gamliel. His father, Rabbi Shimon, was only called in Pirkei Avot Shimon Beno, was an ineffectual leader. He didn't have a strong personality. And that's the reason that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai stepped into his place during the time in the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But Rabbi Gamliel became the Nasi after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and was restored to the Hillelite dynasty. Rabbi Gamliel was the polar opposite of his father. Extremely, extremely strong personality. So strong that the sages couldn't take it. Famous story was Rabbi Yeshua, he has a dispute about Yom Kippurs, and Rabbi Gamliel shames him publicly to make a point, and the sages said they can't take it. They're going to depose Rabbi Gamliel, and that's what happened. And at that point, they instead turned to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was a young man at the time, according to some opinions 13, other opinions 15, the more commonly held opinion 17, turning 18, in his 18th year, and he became the Nasi. He was 10 generations from Ezra HaSofer, and he had Yichus. He became the Nasi. Now that day, there was a tremendous tumult in the Torah world. It says that on that day alone, there was enormous amount of new students that became added to the Beis Medrash. And on this day, when things were a little bit, let's just say, less uncontrolled, everything was less regulated, Rabbi Akiva gets up and he teaches halacha that the concept of apayim ama is a biblical mitzvah. The Torah itself ordains you can't travel more than 2,000 amot. That's the story of Rabbi Akiva's ruling. The problem is, says Ramban, that this ruling was rejected. Rabbi Gamliel does come back to power after. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Gamliel, share the pulpit, so to speak. And the Chachamim did not accept the words of Rabbi Akiva. And the Ramban says that the Rambam in Mishneh Torah also admits that it's not Alpayim Amah Min HaTorah. That he says the 2,000 Amot are only Midivri Sofrim. It's true, the Rambam does say it. The Rambam says, and I'm reading to you from the 27th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam says, Hayotzei chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'shabbat loka, and he says, because it states in the Pasuk, Al yetze ish mimekoma b'yom ha-shvi, a person may not go out of his place on the seventh day, the Rambam does say that. And he says, Mokom zeh hutchum ha-ir, this area is the radius of the city, yes. But then the Rambam goes on to say, Mishneh Torah v'lo nisana Torah shir l'tchum zeh. The Torah didn't give an amount to how far you can go. In other words, the Rambam is of the opinion that the concept of Tchum Shabbat is a biblical notion. The Torah doesn't want a Jew to travel excessively far on the day of Shabbos. How far is far? Oh, the Rambam says this is not explicitly talked about in the Torah. And the Chachamim understood that it should be the Tchum of Shneim Asar Mil, 12 mil. A mil is not a mile, by the way. It's more like a Persian farsang. It's each mil, according to most opinions, is 2,000 amah. So he says it's not 2,000 amah, but it's actually 12 times that amount biblically. How do they get this? Keneged Machne Yisrael, that corresponds to the camp of the Jewish people. And in other words, the Rambam says in Mishneh Torah, V'kach amar lahem Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people. He said to them, Lo teitzu chutz lamachane. Don't go outside of the camp. Now, one of the questions that everybody asks over here is, one second. The whole idea of Tchum Shabbos is you're not allowed to go outside the city. Ostensibly, the encampment of the Jewish people was the city. An enormous city. It was like a province. It was enormous, like a mega city. 3 million people living together in a camp. In an area that was enormous, 12 mil. The size of a city like Toronto. So you have this gigantic city, gigantic tent city. And you're saying that you can't go from one end of the city to the other end of the city. That's not Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is that when you leave the city, you're not supposed to go Alpayim Amah, or as the Rambam is saying, biblically, 12 mil. 12 times Alpayim Amah. So how does this work? Now, the source of the Rambam's words, by the way, are not in the Gemara in the Talmud Bavli at all. This doesn't say in the Talmud Bavli. This is found only in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Interestingly, like we learned yesterday, some halachas are only found in Talmud Yerushalmi, and that's why Ramban is going to dispute this. But in the Talmud Yerushalmi, there is a discussion of the commentaries. And the Divrei Yecheskel explains that the reason that we looked at the camp of the Jewish people as an area of Tchum was because it wasn't really a city. It wasn't a municipality. There were no roads. There were no parks. There was no order. People were just sitting in tents. Every little tribe had a bunch of tents. Since really every tent was an entity unto itself. And because all the tents were an entity unto themselves, that's why the entirety of the 12 mil was considered to be a wide open area. Once you left your tent, you had 12 mil. You could go traverse the enormous area that was the camp of Israel. So he said, from this we learn to go outside of the city. That's the only way we have to understand this. Anyway, so the Rambam himself is saying that it's biblical only when you talk about 12 mil. And the Rambam says, umidivrei sofrim, it's a rabbinic idea, shele yetzei adam chutz li'ir, ela ad alpayim amah, that a person shouldn't go out to the city only till alpayim amah. Shalpayim amah hu migrash she'ir, within 2,000 amot, is still considered the radius of the city. That's the extension of the city. So Ramban says, how could the Rambam say here in the book of mitzvahs that he is quoting, is a biblical mitzvah, number 321, of 2,000 amos? First of all, that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, and it was rejected. Secondly, the Rambam himself admits that Alpayim Amah, the 2,000 amos, is only B'divrei Sofrim. But the Rambam maintains that the 12 mil is, in fact, biblical. Where did he get this from? Well, so the Ramban says, he and other Rishonim, and it is true, some very important Rishonim follow the opinion of the Rambam, like the Rif and the Rosh, that they say that we learned this from the Gemara in Yerushalmi. It's the Jerusalem Talmud. The Rambam says, I disagree. Ein ze nachon, this can't be right. We, after all, have this notion that the Talmud Bavli reigns supreme. He says, the Talmud Bavli, it's not mentioned. So if the Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, which is formulated much later, and where all of the issues are discussed at much greater detail, and surely they were aware of all the traditions of the Jerusalem Talmud. So if it's not discussed in the Talmud, in our Talmud, the Talmud told Talmud Bavli, so then it's not applicable. Rather, he says, the Rambam is relying on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, which was rejected. He's relying on the Yerushalmi, which the Bavli seemingly does not accept. And as such, the Rambam is, in the Ramban's opinion, mistaken. And he says, I have other proofs to show you how the Yerushalmi cannot fit into the way the Rambam puts it over here. However, I'm going to keep it short today, and I'm just telling you, I disagree with the Rambam. Okay, so that's what the Ramban says on the book of mitzvahs of the Rambam. Some of the commentaries on Mishnah Torah actually do suggest, that I question, that the Rambam, between the time of formulating the book of mitzvahs and when he came later to write Mishnah Torah, that he did change his mind. That's called a Mishnah Achrona. There is such a concept that a great sage can sometimes reevaluate a previous psak, and it seems to be, that seems to be the case, and as I said, I'm not saying this, the Mefarshim of the Rambam say this, Kesef Mishnah and others, that the Rambam in Mishnah Torah says that it's biblically mandated that we shouldn't go 12 mil, but rabbinically there's a limitation of 2,000 amot. Here in the book of mitzvahs, the Rambam mentions nothing about 12 mil, and he only invokes the notion of 2,000 amot. It would seem that the Rambam is following the idea that halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaverav, that if Rabbi Akiva is of the certain opinion that it would have to be that was the case, but that does not always hold sway. And in fact, there's not always a number of other examples where the halacha, the general rule is halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, but this is one of them, it's not. But more importantly, the Ramban dismisses the entire notion. Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman was of the opinion that al yetze ish memkomo speaks about something entirely different. It is not referring to Tchum Shabbat whatsoever. And he says there is no mitzvah in the 630 mitzvahs that's called Tchum Shabbat. And it certainly cannot be one of the 365 prohibitions. So, Rabbi Isaac de Leon, in his classic commentary, Megillat Esther, which has nothing to do with Purim, as we discussed, he says, he comes back in Rambam's defense. And he says, this is not correct. He says, it seems to me that indeed, the halacha, according to the Rambam, ultimately is, like he says in the book of Mishnah Torah, that the 12 mil is biblical. And because that's how it is in the Gemara in Yerushalmi. But you're going to come with a question. Ramban's question is, when we have a dispute of Bavli and Yerushalmi, when there's a dispute between the Jerusalem Talmud and the Babylonian Talmud, since the Babylonian Talmud was formulated after the Jerusalem Talmud, and they saw the rulings and they still rejected them, so we followed the Babylonian Talmud, so the Megillah says, 1 second. That's in a situation where there's a dispute. Zehu dafka b'meshiyachalaka Yerushalmi. Alav. That's when there's a dispute, when the Bavli specifically sets out to dispute a halacha that we find in the Talmud Yerushalmi. But if the halacha is mentioned in the Talmud Yerushalmi, and it's not mentioned in the Bavli, that does not mean it's not the halacha. And in fact, our class yesterday demonstrates this. Because from the Talmud Bavli, it seems that the prohibition of a punishment on Shabbat applies only to Sreifa, as we learned yesterday. And we saw that it applies actually to all of the punishments, and everybody agrees with that. And the source is not in the Bavli. If you learn the whole Talmud Bavli, you won't see it. It's only found in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Megillas Esther says, you cannot say that because this halacha is only brought in Yerushalmi, that it's not a halacha. It is a halacha. The Bavli doesn't discuss it? Okay, so. It doesn't mean the Bavli doesn't agree. For whatever reason, the Talmud Bavli didn't have a discussion about this. But if the halacha is settled in the Talmud Yerushalmi, and the Bavli has no dispute, then the halacha remains that way. That's number one. Number two, he says, you're going to find this hard to accept. Because Ramban brings a number of proofs that the Gemara suggests that Tchumen is midrabanan, that Tchumen is rabbinic. He says, that's not a problem. Whenever we have an expression from our sages that says Tchumen is midrabanan, it's talking about Alpayim Amot. The 2,000 Amot are rabbinic. How about the 12 mil? That's biblical. It's not a problem. All of the sources that Ramban is quoting that emphasize that this idea of Tchumen is midrabanan is only because it refers to the 2,000 Amot. But the 12 mil certainly remain that a midraisa. Although the Megillas Esther says, I do have a little bit of difficulty. If it's true that the 12 mil is biblical, as it says in the Gemara, so he says, then why is there a question in the Gemara whether one may go horseback riding on Shabbos? So there's a question. And the question is if it's rabbinically prohibited or if it's biblically prohibited. So we have this idea. We know for sure that we had the sense that you shouldn't do it. Pardon me, I'm sorry. We had the sense the rabbis made a decree. It was an injunction, you shouldn't go horseback riding on Shabbos. The question was why? So the Gemara says, because if you go on a horse, you'll very easily go more than 2,000 Amot. It's very easy to go more than 2,000 Amot. In fact, there's a fascinating story of a sage who went sour, whose name is Elisha ben Avuya. He's a subject for a different day. And there was one of the sages who continued to study Torah from him. His name was Rabbi Meir. And the story goes that one day Rabbi Meir is walking next to Elisha ben Avuya, who's riding a horse on Shabbos. And Elisha ben Avuya, as they're in the middle of this very intense conversation, he says, stop, the tchum ends over here. You don't want to go further. A normal person doesn't know how to calculate that. The Gemara brings that story as a demonstration of the extraordinary prowess of Elisha ben Avuya, that he could be involved in this very, very intense conversation and he's still able to measure hoofbeats. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? And the Gemara says that the Tchum itself is rabbinic. So we can't have a rabbinic decree on a rabbinic decree. It would have to be a rabbinic decree to protect a biblical decree. And therefore, the Gemara has a different answer. The Gemara says that it's very common when you're on horseback that you will tear off a branch in order to goad the horse to get him going. Which is Shema Yachtich Zmeira. Maybe you're going to cut off a branch. So the Megillas Esther asks on himself, if it's true what the Rambam is telling us, if the Bavli does not reject the idea of the Talmud Yerushalmi, that Tchumen is really Min HaTorah, it's really biblical, then why wouldn't our Gemara and Eidovin answer? Because you're going to go past 12 mil. So the Megillas Esther says it's not such a question. It's not such a question. Perhaps he wanted to find a short answer, an easier answer. 12 mil is quite a distance. But here, a person can get on a horseback and he rides 50 yards and already he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's more of a concern. That's the reason Alpayim Amma indeed is very short. So if it was a question of tearing off a branch or going 2,000 Amot, then we would say 2,000 Amot is an equal concern. But when the concern is going 12 mil, which is 12 times 2,000 Amot, or tearing off a branch, the first one is the more obvious. So that was the reason that the Chacham made this injunction. The Megillas Esther goes through more details. He brings in a number of questions and answers with regard to this. And he says that the bottom line is that everything in the notion can be defended. And the fact is that the Yerushalmi does conclude with this as a halacha. And therefore, he says, that's how the halacha remains. He says the halacha remains like the Rambam. And 12 mil is min ha-Torah. And therefore, even though he has not defended the Rambam's position entirely, because the Rambam in the Book of Mitzvah says that even if you went past 2,000 amos, you would violate a mitzvah. That's true. But he defends the position that the 321st negative commandment is the commandment of Tchumen. And the Rambam himself agrees with that, even according to his final conclusion. The question only is, how much of the Tchumen is min ha-Torah? So I should tell you, just for Shleimus of the Milsa, just to have a complete thing, you should know that in Rishonim there are actually three opinions. There is one opinion that the Tchumen is entirely rabbinic, and the Ramban is the chief amongst that camp of Torah thought, that school of Torah thought. And then there's another opinion that it is, like the Yerushalmi says, biblical, ultimately rejecting the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. It is biblical, but that's only when you go 12 mil, 2,000 amot, that amount of space is rabbinically ordained. So the concept of Tchumen is min ha-Torah, but the smaller amount is something that the rabbis introduced. And that is a primary school of thought headed by the Rambam and the Rif. And then we have a third school of thought, which is a minority school of thought, that follows the opinion that the Rambam articulates in the Book of Mitzvahs. That Tchumen is min ha-Torah entirely, and they have various ways of answering different questions. It's not the opinion of the Rambam, or we would think, according to the Mefarshim of the Rambam, it's not, because the Rambam was Chayzer. The Rambam seems to have come to a different conclusion years later when he wrote the Book of Mishneh Torah. But there is a school of thought, a minority school of thought, that everything about Tchumen is actually biblical min ha-Torah, the general halacha we rule according to the central school of thought. The concept is biblical. The details of 2,000 Amot, that was placed by our sages, by the Chachamim. So that's what we'll learn today for the 43rd Shir of Rambam. And we'll continue to talk about this, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.